State Representative Jerry Parasella is joining us from Beverly. Jerry, welcome. Good to be talking with you.
Thank you. It's great to be talking to you from more than 6 feet apart.
Exactly. We're definitely social distancing on the long distance, if you will. Well, Representative, it's coronavirus, COVID-19, that's everything. So what is the latest from the state or from your office as far as the implications or the protocols that we're getting from the state?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've ever seen anything like this in our lifetime, and hopefully never will again. I mean, from my perspective, you know, my office, most of the calls these days and emails and text messages and Facebook posts, they're trying to communicate with anywhere they can, is folks trying to get their unemployment insurance claims. And, the first week of March, the state had 7,500 people apply for unemployment, and last week we had over 184,000. So it's just a huge, huge uptick in the amount of folks that have been laid off from their jobs and now trying to get unemployment. I think overall the state's done a pretty good job of handling that amount of claims, but there are folks who have had trouble hearing back or trying to file their claims and running into some issues. So we've been doing a lot of work with those folks to try to help them process their claims, because it's really essential to them. People are trying to make their mortgage payments, pay their rent, buy food. I mean, to go from one of the lowest unemployment rates we've had in the history of Massachusetts to now the highest amount of claims in our history, it's just incredible in such a short period of time.
Jerry, you know, I told somebody the other day, I have empathy, if you will, for the state government, because it's a difficulty trying to ramp that service up, as dramatically as it needed to be increased in such a short period of time. And I also understand that there's a staffing piece with some of these unemployment claims, that if there's one little mistake or something's not quite right, it really requires personal attention, like a phone call with an operator from the state. And obviously the numbers there were never there before. Why should they be there before? Because the unemployment claims were much smaller than they were.
Yeah, I mean, we were bustling right along with our economy doing really well, and then just to have literally 20 to 30 times the amount of claims in such a short period of time. I know Governor Baker has talked about hiring at least 500 more people to help with the Department of Unemployment Assistance, and just trying to ramp that up. And it's unprecedented. There are people who normally wouldn't be eligible for unemployment benefits, like self-employed or contractors, they call 1099 employees, who are going to be eligible. So that just increases the caseload even more. It's just unprecedented times, and we're just hoping that some sort of miracle or whatever can happen. Folks can be tested quickly, and hopefully a vaccine can be developed, because unfortunately, it just seems like this is not going to end quickly.
Yeah. I like you. I'm optimistic. I mean, I'd like to be optimistic. I don't know if I can't say I'm optimistic, but I think that, I'm hoping that science is so remarkable these days that something happens here. And we have 3 weeks until that May 4 deadline, that the governor proposed, several weeks ago or a couple of weeks ago, extending the shutdown. And who knows whether something will be ready by that time? Probably not. But testing is a big part of it, isn't it, Jerry, to get additional testing in place? And it looks like we're on the right track there, but still got to have a long way to go.
As you mentioned, I mean, one thing that we're fortunate about in Massachusetts is we really are the healthcare leader probably throughout the world. And some great minds are working on testing, working on vaccines, working on ways to protect our first responders. So, there are great minds. This is sort of our Manhattan Project, the 21st century, trying to come up with a way to battle this particular virus. And, we do have a lot of folks, paying an incredible amount of attention to it. So we're hopeful that something can happen that'll help get us back to work, get the economy back again, and get people safe. That May 4th deadline, it's hard to see what's going to happen. The Secretary of Education did cancel the MCAS requirements this year, so I think there's still some question about whether or not the kids can get back to school on May 4th. You know, that's a huge issue. The remote learning has been a challenge for some folks who may not have adequate internet access. So they're just challenges that you never would have probably thought of before. Just basics like going shopping, going to school, going to work. You know, it's just transformed our lives just incredibly.
It is. It's a remarkable how much people have been able to, well, have shut down the work piece. In other words, traffic is way down. Dust pollution apparently is way down as well. Parking at the commuter rail stations is way down as well. I mean, significantly down. It is remarkable as to what has happened. And Jerry, have you heard from area businesses like Beverly businesses at all, from business people? I'm sure you must hear some things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm constantly in touch with, like, the Chamber of Commerce in Beverly, has Beverly Main Streets, and I've been sending them a lot of information to try to help their membership, you know, whether it's apply for SBA loans. But, yeah, I mean, the restaurants are hurting. We did make some changes to allow restaurants to sell beer and wine to go, which wasn't permitted before. Yeah, it's just the business owners, it's very, very difficult for small business folks, especially those who are not deemed an essential service. Yeah, it's just been a very tough situation for them. You know, restaurants that were really looking forward to the spring and summer season now are just on a lifeline trying to hang in there as best they can. And it's just been a very difficult situation for sure. And even those restaurants that still do takeout, they're telling me that, you know, business is off considerably. You know, it's just a very difficult situation, no question about it.
Yeah, even that the takeout protocol, if you will, for a restaurant who's not designed to do that necessarily is very difficult to have a volume business. And that's what restaurants need. It's a volume business like other businesses, grocery stores. They're doing a lot of volume, obviously. But restaurants, it's different. They're just not set up to do that, while grocery stores are designed to do that. So it's every business is unique and different. And I mean, what about the reopening piece? I mean, having schools reopen May 4th, probably is the last thing that would reopen, I'm thinking, because of, you know, crowded classrooms and those kinds of things. Well, maybe businesses, some of them could possibly open. What are you hearing about that in Massachusetts? Any leaks at all on that front?
I think the issue really is getting the testing piece in place, and then I think they can have more confidence that that we can do that. You know, without that testing component and having people know whether or not they're a carrier or there's talk that many people may have already gotten the coronavirus and didn't even know it or had very mild symptoms. So, I mean, I think that's a huge issue, or people can be asymptomatic for a couple of days and have the virus. And so that's the problem, I think, is really you've got to tackle this health issue first. You know, people are desperate to get back to work. People are desperate to get back with their lives. But if we do it too early and then we just end up with another big spike and we don't use the curve, then I think that it just leads to even more problems down the line. You know, you had mentioned, commuting and things like that. I mean, we in Beverly, we have over 2,000 people a day that take commuter rail from Beverly. Now the ridership is down like almost 90%. The parking lots are empty at commuter rail. It's just an eerie scene when you drive by, for example, the Beverly Depot, and there's very, very few cars there. It's just an incredible scene that I've never experienced anything like it.
Jerry, I'll let you go. I'm just maybe let you give an open-ended comment to anything I didn't ask you about. But obviously, at this time, we've always honored our first responders, police, fire, medics, EMTs, all those kinds of people. Obviously, our medical folks have day in and day out are on the front line. But in particular, they are now. But, you also think of all these people that are keeping the economy going, all the workers in the drugstores and the grocery stores and all those people are. So now we know how incredibly valuable they are to keeping life going.
That's incredible. I mean, we do have Beverly Hospital here, and, you know, my brother's a nurse at Beverly Hospital. My niece is a nurse, and, you know, I talk to them all the time, and just the heroic work that they're doing on the front lines, literally, of this battle. And like you mentioned, whether it's a grocery store clerk, somebody, you know, driving the bus to get folks to work, it's just incredible. And they're willing to come to work every day, not knowing, you know, what the situation is that they're facing. So we're certainly very thankful for them, and certainly the first responders and healthcare workers and everybody else. Thank you for what you're doing. Someone had mentioned today, and I thought it was a great idea, we should be having a deck boat parade for them when this is all over.
Well,
to honor them.
that's a pretty good idea, isn't it? Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. They're the real heroes.
Yeah, they are. Well, that's a terrific idea. Well, Jerry, always good talking with you. Obviously, we wish it was under different circumstances, and hopefully the next time we talk, we hope it will be dramatically different circumstances for the better. So, Representative, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah. Hopefully you and your family are well.
Yep, you too. Stay safe. Jerry Parosella, state rep from Beverly, here on MSO News Sports.